and welcome back to the Gubba Podcast. I'm Gubba, a first-time homesteader following in the footsteps of my homesteading forebears. And here on this podcast, we talk about homesteading and prepping and everything in between. But today, we're going to step outside the homestead and all that. And we're going to do an episode on the everything in between. We're going to dive into the fascinating corner of history and conspiracy that continues to intrigue researchers, aka me, the conspiracy theorist, around the world and other conspiracy theorists. And the subject is bells, massive bronze bells that once hung in cathedrals, churches, and towers across the world. Official history tells us they were used to mark time, summon villagers to worship, and announce important events. But an alternate theory suggests they played a much deeper role. Bells may have been part of an ancient technology built not just for ceremony, but for healing, using specific frequencies to resonate within the human body and even the earth itself. So this theory expands further when you consider cathedrals as potential healing centers, organs as precision frequency machines, and the curious destruction of bells, supposedly melted down during the wars for ammunition at the exact time society was industrializing. So today we're going to unpack this and how it all ties into the broader theories of the Great Reset and the rewriting of history. I have mentioned the bells in some of my conspiracy videos online, and I get so many questions of, what about the bells? What is this? I missed it. Well, let's dive into it because I find it absolutely fascinating. And I actually found a bell hidden in one of the trees on my homestead. I think it was two summers ago. I was just out with my chickens or my goats, and I saw in one of the trees a bell was hanging. I'm not even kidding. Absolutely crazy. And this was after I had discovered and gone down the rabbit hole about bells, and then I found a bell hidden in my tree. And so my mind was like, oh my goodness, did this bell survive the destruction? Did it survive the Great Reset? How long has it been here? And I've been trying to find information on it, but I can't find it. But I love that bell. It's now hanging up. But bells are some of the oldest sound-making devices in human culture. You can find them in old books. I have a book on Marco Polo and his travels, and there was even towns with like huge bells. And then there's even a story of a bell that was naughty and it woke up the king when he wasn't supposed to be woken up. And so then the bell was sent off as a punishment. And there's actually a bell in history that had a marking on it saying that's what happened and that bell was punished. So these bells in history were talked about as if they had personality. And I find that fascinating. And their construction was far from simple. They were cast using specific metal ratios, so mostly copper and tin, and tuned meticulously. Many historical bells ring at frequencies very close to 432 hertz, a tone believed by, you know, alternative researchers, conspiracy theorists like myself, to be aligned with the Schumann resonance, the natural vibration of the Earth's electromagnetic field. And I know this sounds woo-woo and crazy, but like, reality is actually so much more crazy than what they tell us in school. They give us like such a twisted, in my opinion, look at reality and what we are actually existing in. The truth is definitely strange and amazing. But modern tuning standards shifted music and sound to 440 hertz, so 432 to 440 in the 20th century. And while the difference is only 8 cycles per second, researchers argue that it is enough to create a subtle disharmony. So supporters like myself of the 432 hertz theory claim that this tuning harmonizes with the body's cells, water molecules, and even plant life. So a good example of this, and I posted a picture of it on, I think, my Instagram story. I was watering my raspberries and just took a quick picture, and you can see the water like has its own structure because water forms structure. If you're playing music by it, if there's different frequencies, and it changes. So we're made of water, right? So when we're listening to music, we are being affected. Isn't that crazy? And bees, for instance, so I have bees in my garden, they hum at approximately this same frequency, so 432 hertz. And beekeepers have historically been observed to live longer, healthier lives. Perhaps this is due to the constant exposure to these vibrations. Also, I believe that bees don't fly, they levitate in the ether. I discuss the ether a bit more in my World Fair podcast, so you can check that out. But imagine a medieval village, or what we're told is medieval, quote unquote. I also discussed this in the World Fair and the Great Reset. What I believe is medieval isn't where, you know, they're living in their own waste, like we're told, and disease, and they have straw houses. I think what we're told of the medieval times is completely wrong, and we are more medieval than that time period was. I think the time period before us is much more advanced, and I address all that again in my World Fairs podcast. You can check that out. So anyways, we have this village. When the cathedral bell rang across the countryside or whatever beautiful city, the sound was not merely to call to worship, but a vibrational bath that spread through the air, soil, and even the human nervous system. So the deep tones could slow the heart rate, calm anxiety, and promote balance within the body. And in modern medicine, tuning forks, gongs, and singing bowls are used for sound therapy to reduce inflammation, relieve stress, and improve circulation. So the principle is the same, only on a much smaller scale. So bells provided this therapy to entire communities at once, and there's historical records of bells being used to ward off storms, which I think is fascinating. So that goes into how the frequencies affect the earth. And then looking at cathedrals, so the architecture of cathedrals further supports this idea that these structures were not only religious, maybe they were religious, that again, that's something we were told, but also resonant healing chambers. Maybe they were just healing chambers and then they got taken over. I don't know. But we have Gothic cathedrals with their vaulted ceilings, their rose windows, and precise geometric proportions, amplified sound in remarkable ways. It's so amazing. Like, you look at how these cathedrals were made and the angles. So they amplified these frequencies. And the layout of the nave, the soaring arches, and the use of specific materials such as limestone and granite created a natural echo chamber that enhanced this vibration. I so wish I could go back and experience this, but I believe they have taken this away from us. So when the bells rang or the organ played, the entire building became a tuning device. Just think about that. The vibrations moved through the walls, resonated in the stained glass windows, and reverberated through the vaulted ceilings. People standing inside were literally enveloped in sound waves that could stimulate different parts of the body. The rose windows themselves often resembled geometric forms long associated with meditation and consciousness. The combination of sound and sacred geometry may have created an environment designed for healing as much as worship, and that's really the story. Oh, these cathedrals were for worship, and I'm not opposed to that idea, but when you start going down the rabbit hole of old world buildings, I feel like the timeline is different and they were much more and then maybe taken over and the stories retold. I'm not against worship. I totally believe, I have my own beliefs, but I think these buildings may have been used for something else during a different time period. Like, say, for example, we're in Satan's Little Season right now, which is a theory I discussed in my World Fair podcast. I also have a podcast guest who is going to be discussing that. And say we're in that season, and then all those old world buildings were built during Jesus's reign. So then it would make sense. He had places that were immaculate and amazing, and you go and your body was in tune with the earth. And it sounds so woo-woo, but there is a reason they got rid of these bells, okay? There is a reason they took over these buildings. There is a reason they got rid of a lot of the organs that used to be around. It's just, when you think about the combination of the sound and the rose-colored windows, the stained glass and the sunshine coming in, these details suggest that these cathedrals, these buildings, functioned as public health centers. It actually sounds kind of gross to say public health centers, because in my mind that's so like Western medicine and I'm thinking of like sick people. So just they functioned as a place where the community could go and they could heal and it was free and you didn't have this sick system of having to pay to go and get your big pharma medication. There was a more advanced medicine. Just kind of like how we talked about the ether and there's free energy. Well, I think that there is frequency and free frequencies that heal us, but with architecture and acoustics working together to support our human and our body well-being. So inside these cathedrals and these old amazing buildings stood some of the largest and most powerful instruments ever built, the pipe organ. So these organs were not delicate household instruments, but massive machines with pipes stretching 30 feet tall. And when played, they could shake the entire structure. I'm just sitting here like, man, I would love to experience that. So each pipe of an organ produces a specific frequency. In conspiracy theories, these instruments are described as frequency machines, deliberately designed to produce tones that interact with the human body's natural energy centers. In modern holistic language, these would be called chakras, and each tone responds to different physical and emotional states, meaning an organist could theoretically play the human body the same way they played the building. And I know this sounds so woo-woo, and some may even be listening thinking, well, chakras are demonic or satanic, and there is so much like of that evil in the world and the people who run us. And I mean, you can't even like pick up a bottle at the grocery store, like a ketchup bottle or mayonnaise bottle, and then you start looking at the company name and who owns it. Like it's all polluted, like everything. But I think there are systems that have been hid from us, and they disconnect us from ourselves. They disconnect us from our energy, because whatever you believe, if there is a God or Jesus Christ or whatever you believe, that if we don't know ourselves and how our bodies work and our energies, that disconnects us. If we don't know our timeline, that disconnects us. If we don't know actual history, that disconnects us. But at the end of the day, nothing can truly disconnect us from his hand, in my opinion. But there are things that can almost stunt our growth or keep us in the dark. I feel like a lot of history that we learn does that. And the whole purpose, in my opinion, is just to disconnect us from, I believe, Jesus Christ or Yahusha or whatever you believe. But there is so much evil running in the world right now. It would make sense that they would want to disconnect us from that source of truth, that source of healing, that source of power. And when you look at how these musical instruments worked, it's fascinating. Like the walls of the cathedrals often contain stone and with high quartz content, a material known to amplify and store vibrations. So combined with stained glass filtering colored light, which itself has therapeutic properties, the effect may have been a full spectrum healing environment. So people weren't simply attending sermons like we're taught. They may have participated in frequency-based therapy sessions, like you're sick and you go to the local old world building and your body's harmonized by sound and light. And wouldn't that make sense of a creator who gives us these free healing things, like I feel the sun is, and these ways to manipulate what we have been given for our benefit, because that's how it was intended or created. And then it's been hidden from us. So even world fairs showcase these instruments. At the 1904 Louisiana Purchase Exposition, the largest pipe organ in the world was displayed. Strangely, like many structures and devices from the fairs, it was destroyed or dismantled shortly after. So if these organs were part of a healing technology, their removals fit with a broad modern pattern of erasing evidence of such systems. And also the sick system of the Rockefellers, because they really shaped our medical system early 1900s. This is when all these changes were happening. Early 1900s, they're getting rid of the bells. Early 1900s, they're doing these world fairs. Early 1900s, they are shaping our medical system. So you need to look at the bigger picture and say, what is going on? what is being hidden from me and why did they do this? Because like I'm saying, by the 20th century, bells began disappearing on a massive scale. During both World War I and World War II, governments confiscated bells across Europe and the world, claiming they were needed for ammunition. Officially, the bronze was melted down to produce weaponry. Yet, historians note that bronze was not the most efficient wartime material compared to steel or iron. The sheer effort to dismantle and melt thousands of bells suggests there may have been more at stake than raw material. By removing bells, entire populations lost access to their local frequency therapy, their healing, their free healing, okay? So communities that once lived under the constant rhythm of resonant sound were suddenly silenced. And this timing coincided with the rise of the industrial society and the pharmaceutical industry, like I was saying. So if bells and organs provided a form of public health, free healing, creator, divine-led healing, their destruction cleared the way for new systems of medicine that relied on chemicals rather than frequency. And not only relied on chemicals, but relied on keeping people sick for profit. The silencing of bells could be seen as part of a broader effort to sever humanity from natural resonance and replace it with industrial noise and chemical intervention. Just think about that. I am so passionate about the bells. I love the bells. We need to ring the bells. There's also theories about how the bells were used to ward off demons. And if you think about movies and you're a conspiracy theorist, you know that they tell us things in movies. They do predictive programming. They give you signs of what's to come. They tell you the truth. They hide truth in plain sight. There's a whole karmic energy thing with these weirdos who run the show and run Hollywood. But in the movie Spider-Man 3, when Peter has Venom overtake him, how does he get rid of Venom, this little demonic entity? He goes to the church and has the bells rung. And then the little entity leaves him. And then also later he has the pipes around him and the frequency gets Venom out. So just think about that. I find that so interesting. This also brings us to the theory of the Great Reset, the idea that history was deliberately rewritten between the 1800s and early 1900s, evidence of advanced civilizations, often labeled under the umbrella term Tartaria, was erased through wars, fires, floods, and other catastrophes. Like, it's interesting when you think of the San Francisco earthquake, which was in the early 1900s, but when you look into documentation, they were also using like dynamite to just blow places up. And you're like, what? Why would they do that? And fires. And it really doesn't make sense. Like, I think everything was just being reset. But the World Fairs played a central role in this reset, presenting architectural marvels and technologies as temporary exhibits, only to have them demolished soon after. So the fate of the bells fits neatly into this narrative. Bells, cathedrals, and organs were not simply destroyed by accident. They were systematically removed as part of this reset. In my opinion, their ability to demonstrate a different understanding of energy and healing made them dangerous to the new narrative. And what's so crazy is I once would have thought that this was crazy, that what you're talking about energy and frequencies and they heal, huh? Well, when you think of the whole picture, I do, of a creator, and he wants us to have these things that he's created, why would he want us to have to pay to go and, you know, keep sick and be in some satanic weirdo system? I don't think that he would. I think that he probably had a beautiful system set up for us that was dismantled. But the World Fairs often showcase giant bells, luminous replicas, and powerful sound demonstrations. So for instance, the Pittsburgh Exposition featured the luminous Liberty Bell, a massive illuminated structure that raised questions about whether it was truly made of plaster or whether it was an actual bell. So it was supposedly a replica of the Liberty Bell, but like, I mean, 20, 50 times larger. It's ginormous, and it lit up like so many other structures at the World Fairs. And just like so many of the other fair structures, it was temporary, destroyed, and forgotten. This repeated pattern of display and destroy, display and destruction, suggests an effort to control public memory and remove traces of older knowledge. Okay, so once you start looking into real history, okay, you're getting those old books, you're looking at historic photos, you're going into the archives, which yes, it's going to take some time. I mean, this knowledge of what I have discovered has taken me years, okay, and it's years of going into the archives. I mean, I recently reached out to the Canada National Public Library because I was looking for a long lost patent that I found was hidden because I was looking at World Fairs, all right, and I found a pamphlet with an ad that said, I have the cure for cancer and I have a patent for it. So I looked into the patent in the United States. It was hidden. When you look up this actual method, it's swiped off the internet. And I learned that they also had a patent in Canada. I tried looking that up. I found a description of it, but not the actual patent. So then I had to reach out to the National Library there and put in an inquiry, and they sent me the patent, which was fascinating. It took them a little bit, saying, okay, we got to go through our archives. But what I'm saying is, this research takes a long time. I'm not just pulling this out today on the bells, but when you start to look back and you're starting to source and you're starting to like just these brain blast moments come together, and you're like, wow, our history is not adding up, okay? These photos are not adding up. This storyline is not adding up. But I will have to do a podcast maybe on that patent that I found, because it was interesting. This cure for cancer that was displayed at a world fair. I definitely have to look into that. But modern science supports many of the claims made in these theories. Even if it doesn't frame them as conspiracies, studies show that sound frequencies can stimulate tissue regeneration, accelerate wound healing, reduce stress hormones, and balance brainwave states. And ultrasound machines use frequencies to break up kidney stones. So certain tones are known to induce relaxation and reduce blood pressure. So if small devices in laboratories can achieve these results, the immense resonance of bells and organs would have been even more powerful. So imagine entire towns and villages being bathed in frequencies designed to heal and harmonize. People may have lived healthier lives, not only due to diet and lifestyle, but also because of the sound environment created by these instruments. Isn't it? It's so cool. I love it. It's fascinating. But with the removal of the bells and the destruction of these resonant architecture buildings, this vibrational medicine was lost. In its place came industrial noise, sirens, mechanized sounds, Walmart, and frequencies that do not heal and instead create stress and disharmony. Like if you look at this old architecture, imagine walking downtown with these beautiful buildings and the bells are ringing, but now we have Walmart and honking horns. Do you see how that's disruptive? Especially, like I said earlier, we're made of water and water responds to frequency. So we are being affected whether or not we know it. So understanding this potential role of bells and cathedrals as healing technologies changes the way we look at history. It suggests that our ancestors were not merely building monuments to God, but constructing systems of energy and resonance that supported entire communities. It also reframes the narrative of destruction during wars and resets. The loss of bells and organs may not have been collateral damage, but a targeted removal of technologies that could keep populations healthy and self-sufficient without reliance on modern pharmaceuticals. Like, think about how sick that is. They've just removed everything free for us and they have us pay. Like in my other podcast about the World Fairs, where we talked about ether and free energy, now we have to pay for energy. When, okay, honestly, there is a thing of free energy. They don't want you to talk about it. You will get in big trouble, especially if you start showing how you can harness free energy. You will go bye-bye really quick. But today, as interest in sound therapy, frequency healing, and vibrational medicine grows, like people are waking up, people are also rediscovering what may have once been common knowledge. Bells, cathedrals, and organs were not just cultural artifacts. They were tools of resonance, evidence of a deeper understanding of the relationship between sound and the human body, And I find that divine. I find that beautiful. I find that guided. And I find that on purpose. And I also find it on purpose that these things were taken away from us. And yes, I'm aware some places still have bells and they still have the cathedrals. But if you look into it, the places that have bells, at least from my research, obviously I haven't researched every place that still has a bell. A lot of bells that were taken, some were replaced with not the traditional bronze bells, but they're now brass. So they're still going to ring at a different frequency. So even if the bell was replaced back in World War I or World War II, it's not ringing the same as it was. History tells us bells were melted for ammo. Cathedrals were built for worship. And yes, maybe they were, but I think there was more to it. And organs were instruments of just music. But viewed through another lens, and call me a conspiracy theorist all you want, they were part of a vast system of frequency healing, a system silenced during a global or earthly reset society. I don't believe in the globe either, but their removal left us dependent on industrial medicine, disconnected us from natural resonance and a higher creator, in my opinion, and cut off from technologies that may have been freely available to everyone. Imagine that. And now we're just being poisoned in the air. We're being poisoned in our food. We're being poisoned in our skincare. If you want natural, clean skincare, you can check out my skincare company, Arvati. It's all natural and clean. I am just sickened by our system, okay? And I had to do something about it in that realm. That started from my dad who had eczema. But I just, overall, we are being poisoned. And it makes me sick that there was these systems around, free systems for everybody to heal, for everybody to feel good. But perhaps bells were the tuning forks of civilization, harmonizing communities until their silence forced humanity into a new song, one of dissonance, control, and profit. So understanding this story today gives us the chance to reconnect with resonance and begin to rediscover what was lost. And I think about this a lot, however you go about discovering what was lost. But I hope you enjoyed this episode and you learned a little bit more about the bells. I love the bells. They're beautiful. We need to ring the bells. And I hope you have a good day. Thank you so much for spending your time here. And I will see you next time. Bye.